The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat.
It's the Sunday Grill, and if you're like me and you've been trying to practice your cupola fuckle this past year, we are going to talk to someone who creates bilingual content. Sean with Afada, Waterford native, joins me here in studio this Sunday morning. Sean, tell us a little bit about your own story with the Irish language and your own background.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on. So I had the privilege of going to a primary and secondary school all through Irish. So Cathmé Mahéilir Fada, Glaritin Huelga, spent my whole life speaking in Irish. Once I finished secondary school, I kind of fell out of the circle, stopped using my Irish accidentally and had a 10-year break. And then almost 12 months ago now, just about on the day, I returned back to Irish and created my account online to kind of promote Irish and the cuid Gaeilge úsáid, whatever you have, use as much or as little as you have. And yeah, it's just been a great experience.
And was it you subconsciously kind of stopped using your Gaeilge, or what was the whole story behind that?
I think it's kind of difficult because sometimes if you're not in the circle, life just continues. So because I wasn't in the school setting where I used my Irish, that was kind of just where it ended. And like my friends, we didn't speak it outside of school. I wasn't part of any Irish clubs or, you know, there was kind of nothing separate than the school setting. So yeah, it just slipped away from me. But then this time last year, I bumped into an old teacher of mine in town, and we were talking in Irish, and I had a little bit of trouble, you know, conveying what I wanted to say. So that was kind of the deciding factor for me to go back to speak in Irish again.
And now you're a Coins Gaeilge Gachló, treed social media. What has the reaction been, and how has your channel on Instagram and TikTok grown in the past year? How much?
Yeah, it's just been great. It's difficult to think that there's so many people with the same interest, you know, because everyone taught Earth Tusnu Oitagin. You have to start somewhere. And like for me, even though I do have a grasp of the language, there's still trial and error, you know, like I'm constantly learning on Taumar Fad the whole time. And the DMs I get, the emails I get of people, this is my first time speaking Irish, or my first text message I sent in Irish. And it's just people want to connect more Leanúar Déanga with our language and Leanúar Gaeltachta, our culture. And it's great to see, I guess, the attitude towards it changing.
And in terms of the DMs that you get, would you say that a lot of them are coming from people that maybe learned Irish in school but maybe didn't go to a Gael school or a Gael Coloscha and had maybe a negative experience with the Irish language in a school setting?
Yeah, I do think there's a good mix across the board. So a lot of the people that do contact me would have been in English schools. But then also I have a lot of people who might be in an older generation who maybe didn't have the opportunity to learn Irish, or who are American or Canadian and just have Irish relatives, and that's their connection to the language. So there's kind of people from all walks of life, which is really nice because we're coming together in this one truly meaningful thing, you know?
I saw this in an article in The Guardian last year, and I spoke to you as well a few months ago in a documentary that I made, Gnéasach. But it seems that there's a real green wave at the moment in terms of engaging with Irish culture in all aspects, be it the language, Gaeilge, be it Irish music, be it Irish film. Do you think that that is contributing maybe, or has contributed to the success of yourself and others like you making content on social media?
Oh yeah, Caithfeáin Gaeid, 100%. Like we see it everywhere. It's in film, it's in media, it's in, like if you even go on TikTok or Instagram, you'll find memes as Gaeilge, if that's what you're looking for. You'll find Físchcleichí video games. Anything that you want or you're interested in is available through Gaeilge, through Irish, but you might just have to look for it. Like, it's not going to fall into your lap on your algorithm. You might have to search it up. But like, every time I think of how far I've come with Irish, I always have to pay it back to Conradh na Gaeilge, because they're the ones who consistently were fighting the uphill battle, even when my account didn't exist or other people weren't creating music in Irish or film in Irish. And like, they're the ones who were kind of, you know, the pillars who always held up that, like, pushing for the rights for Irish and for the progression and stuff. So I think it's kind of a culmination of so many different things. And
it's been bubbling away for a while, yeah?
Exactly. Sin éige díreach, that's it.
Obviously, you would converse with people on social media through Gaeilge, but how do you find Irish spaces and maybe Irish spaces in the southeast? Are there many of them, or are there any spaces that you can use cupola focal, do you think?
Yeah, I think like that, it's kind of more difficult when you're outside of Dublin or Galway, because I feel like they're quite central hubs for Irish. Particularly down in Waterford, there's a lot of Irish in Dungarvan and on Ryan, obviously Argyltocht. But particularly in the city then is when it gets a little bit more sparse. I know of a few, you know, events here and there throughout the year. You might get a Trona Gheist, like a pub quiz kind of thing. But I actually made it my mission to bring more Irish into Waterford City, Gaher, Fort Larga. So I'm just after having our first Kirkal Coraw. So if you don't know what a Kirkal Coraw is, it's just like an Irish language meetup. We'll go for a coffee. Everyone talks in Irish. And it's come a cain le vail to good. It doesn't matter what level you have. If you're fluent, if you're only a learner. So people come and they just want to get the ear for it. Or other people might actually want to just practice their cúpla focal and get a bit more confident. And it's just a space for everyone that, no matter what age, what level you are, you can use what you have.
It's a lovely idea. And also, as well, we were talking about maybe some people's association with Irish being a school subject, and maybe they didn't actually get to experience the Irish language in a casual setting. So this could be maybe a first experience for someone actually a Gaeltacht listening to Irish in a relaxed setting over a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is that was my experience with the language. So when I think back in school, it wasn't we sat down and had Irish lessons per se. We just lived Gacra Trí Ghaeilge. We lived everything through Irish. So my relationship is in that casual setting where I remember Vimeig Argon Tlema Vun Tori. I was arguing with my teachers in Irish because that's what teenagers do. You know, I was caught on my phone and I was kind of, you know, being a bit argumentative. So I think it's just to show people that, like, it's not just a school subject and that it's a life outside the classroom, and like that, you're not taking an exam, so it's okay if you make mistakes. Like, mistakes are part of participation, and that's how you learn over time. So, like, there's no exam being taken here.
And do you think mistakes is what would hold some people back from, you know, putting themselves out there to actually speak Leabhar Gaeilge with their friends?
It's still a may, I think so. Because I think for people, nobody doesn't want to be good at something, you know, particularly when you're putting yourself out there. It can be easy for your confidence to be knocked, but it's also important to remember that we all have to start somewhere, and that, like, to even to be corrected is not a bad thing. Obviously, there's a nice way to correct someone, you know, just like, you don't have to be rude over it, but that's also how you learn. So once you do make the mistake, and if somebody does correct you and say, oh, actually, like, this is a better way to say it, that kind of makes a bit more sense, that'll probably stick to you more than if someone didn't say anything. But I just think the mistakes are part of the whole journey.
Are there any, like, modern Nathana Cointha, like, kind of phrases, or, do you know, have you noticed the language maybe change, or have people kind of maybe taken it and modernised it for the Gen Z tongue?
Yeah, definitely. I've done a series myself on kind of Gen Z terms, Leabhar Gaeilge. So, you know, the likes of Riz and Slay and Bonri and Queen, things like that. Because ultimately languages do develop, you know. I think there's something pleasant about language in its purest form, kind of the way it was. But I also think everything does kind of evolve over time. So, like, but when teenagers come across the, you know, the videos and they have things like Riz and Slay and all these types of slang words, it kind of makes the language exciting for them again. And it, again, removes it from the classroom. It spreads it just into everyday life. That's what I'm trying to do, is just, like, that shed a light on Irish that when you speak it, you're not going to get a result. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you speak a perfect sentence that's an A or a C. If you can get your point across, I think you're doing great.
I think it's kind of part of becoming an adult, because I certainly, this year now, it's all about hobbies, and I'm just kind of doing stuff like, for example, drawing for the first time since transition year and playing music, just because I like playing music. And removing that sort of school setting from something, maybe it's speaking Irish, learning Irish, it kind of brings it to a new place in your life. And maybe it's something that you only realise as an adult, that you don't have to be graded on how good you are at something.
Absolutely. I think you're really onto something there. And also, what I've noticed is, as I've gotten older, Toshia Vodni's Dakra Korja Ahogal, it's so much harder to make friends. So if you have that type of outlet, whether it's sport or music or like that Irish, like, you'll create so many connections, so many friends and relationships that blossom from it. And like, I've made friends Erlina online, but also in person, and like that at the Kirkal Coraw, you don't know who's going to click, and then you could end up creating a whole new group of friends for somebody else. And, you know, then their life continues and stuff. So, like, you can't underestimate the power of community. And I think that's also one of the probably things we're all looking for in this day and age now.
100% agree with you. You know, we all live in the Southeast and we love the Southeast, but sometimes it does feel like, oh, are there those sorts of spaces where I can meet people my age and, you know, bond with them over a hobby? Was that kind of part of the reason you also wanted to set up the Kirkle Cora?
Yeah, definitely. I found I don't even have enough chances to use the Irish that I have when I'm at home in Waterford. I spend a lot of time up in Dublin as well. But when I'm home, I want to cultivate the community that I want. So I think if there's something that you're looking for, like you see run clubs and swim clubs and stuff that always come up, don't be afraid to be the person to start it, because there's probably going to be other people who are interested. And like that, you don't know where that journey can go. So like that, it could be swimming, it could be running.
And you know what? Sport is fantastic. If you're into sport, it's brilliant that there are run clubs and swim clubs. But it's also nice if you're not the sporting type to have something out there. If you're, you know, the academic type, maybe, or someone who enjoys like changa, language, or something that is unrelated to physical activity.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be the sportiest person myself now. So.
If people want to join your Kirkle Cora in Waterford City, where can they find out more information? Where does it take place?
So you can find all the information on my Instagram and TikTok, which is at Sean with a father, four words, and it's S-H-A-U-N. But it's held on the last Saturday of the month in the book centre, in the book bar upstairs.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, 12 to 2.
Lovely coffee, lovely little treat.
Exactly, and a book afterwards then.
Oh, a book afterwards. Fab, fab, fab. Sean with a father, thank you so much for joining us once again on the Sunday Grill. No doubt you'll be back again. And look, best of luck on the new Kirkle Cora in Waterford City.
Girl maggots.